Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Just as we continue in the very beginning verses of Mark's Gospel, we see what Jesus really has come to do. As we say, battle with the devil, casting out the unclean spirits, bringing healing and salvation and restoration to the people. I always appreciate these words that describe the reaction of the people throughout the Gospels. So today we hear the people were astonished and they were amazed. So maybe we can today pray for that grace to truly be aware of the action of God in our lives in this Mass today, and allow the presence of Jesus and his power and his authority to astonish and to amaze us. And we live lives that are often so busy and so excited and so many things going on, that these simple words that we hear quite frequently in the scriptures and the gospel can kind of just pass over us without really feeling their weight of this new life that Christ brings to us. Each and every time the gospel is proclaimed, Christ comes anew into our lives. Ask for that grace to be astonished and to be amazed at the saving words of Jesus.